All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton, and it is Thursday, so we are digging deeper into the Psalms, and this week we finally get to the monster psalm, Psalm 119. And no, I'm not even going to attempt to try to do all 176 verses in this podcast. So I will break it up into 15-20-minute chunks. And just how far we get, and that's how far we get, which is primarily the purpose of digging deeper in the first place. So as we get into Psalm 119, there are a few things to talk about. First of all, it is broken up into 22 sections, each of them with 8 verses. And in each of those sections, every verse begins with the same letter of the Hebrew alphabet, all the way from Aleph to Tav. We don't see it in English as the acrostic that it is, but what we do see in English is that the entire psalm is all about God's word and keeping God's word sacred. Basically, Psalm 119 is a long exposition on the third commandment. So let's hop into it with the first 8 verses. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. There's verses 1 through 8. The Aleph stands up. Blessed are those whose way is blameless. Yes, truly blessed are those who have no sin. And that's none of us. I mean, even if this is a Psalm of David, which there is no superscription for it, no designation of who the author is. But everyone who reads this, even the first verse, realizes that it's talking about something that we aren't, that we can't accomplish. Our ways are not blameless. We do not keep his testimonies. We do not seek him with our whole heart. We saw this on this week's Confessional Corner with the first commandment, that there are many things that we put in the place of God. Therefore, we do not follow him with our whole heart. But you have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently, verse 4 says. Herman Sasse, in the late 60s, wrote an essay on the crisis of the Christian ministry. I actually just started reading it this morning. And the main thing he puts out in the beginning is, from the very beginning, the ministry of the gospel has been sinners being sent to sinners to proclaim the word of God that we cannot keep. We cannot keep the law of God. We cannot stand in God's presence based on our own merit. Therefore, it is Christ and his merit that gives us the ability to stand before God, gives us the ability to even have an inkling of being able to keep God's law, even in the minutest part. So right after that, verse 5, oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. A sincere prayer there. God has commanded the impossible. And he does this over and over again in Scripture. And Sasse puts it together, especially with Moses at the burning bush. But again, he gives us the word. And he gives us the word made flesh, who has kept everything properly, who has walked in God's ways, who has done no wrong. And in him we find our comfort. In him we will not be put to shame. In him we praise God with an upright heart. In him we pray that God does not utterly forsake us. And that's the beginning of Psalm 119. Real quick, real easy. We can't do it. We need God to help us out in this. And so he moves on into the Beth stanza in verses 9 through 16. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate upon your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Again, high praise for the word of God. But the question comes up. How can a young man keep his way pure? And truly, this doesn't need to be just a young man. It can be a young woman. It can be an old man. It can be an old woman. It can be truly anybody. How does anybody keep his way pure? By guarding the way with the word of God. Seeking after God's will. Seeking to be walking in the commandments. This is how we guard our hearts and our lives. And this is where we fall into the most trouble sometimes. Verse 11. I have stored up your word in my heart. Many times we come up with all kinds of excuses as to why we don't read the Bible. Why we don't store up that in our hearts. We keep a handful of passages that we may have learned in confirmation class or in Sunday school. And yeah, okay, they're fine. And they come across as great memes on social media. But a lot of times they are taken out of context in those memes. We store up the word by continuing to be in it, which is why our Savior, starting in September, is doing a read through the Bible challenge. Having it 6 days a week, posting on Facebook as to what the daily readings are and what the upcoming readings for the week are, to read through the Bible in a little more than a year. Probably 14 months, because we are leaving Sunday open as a catch-up day. Because we do know that some things happen where you cannot take the time. But reading through the Bible, storing up the Word of God as He gives it to us, so that we might not sin against Him. That way we can declare with our lips the rules of His mouth, that we can delight in His testimonies as much as in any riches we might have in this world, that we might truly follow the example of our Lord and the commandments of God in Deuteronomy, saying to store up all these things, to speak of them when you are sitting down and when you are standing up, when you are walking along the way and when you are laying down. All these things are done to help us to store up our learning, which is one of the reasons we have Digging Deeper on this podcast, why we have the Confessional Corner on this podcast. Not only to just say, okay, we went through the whole Book of Concord in 400 episodes, or however many it takes, that we continually have a Bible study every week, going through the Psalms, having gone through Exodus, going through the writings of John the Apostle next. These things are great, but it does not take the place of the daily studying, the daily storing up of the Word of God by reading it, by studying it. That way we may meditate on His precepts, that we may delight in His statutes, because we do not forget His Word. And so we started off, Beth, with a question, again, as to how can this be possible? In Gimel, verses 17 through 24, we have, starting off, a prayer. Dear bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your rules at all times. You rebuke the insolent, accursed ones who wander from your commandments. Take away from me scorn and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. Here we have a great prayer, which should be on our hearts and minds as we go into our devotions, as we go into our studies of the Word of God. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Because as Paul tells the Corinthians, natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit. He cannot understand the things of God. They have to be spiritually discerned. Our eyes of faith have to be opened so that we might truly see what God is giving to us, that we may truly understand what God is saying in His Word that He sets before us each day. Because we have this prayer, because we are sojourners on this earth. The old hymn says it well, "This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me to heaven's open door, and I can't live in this world anymore." God's word shows us that our citizenship is in heaven, as Paul tells the Philippians. That our desire is to be with Him, is to be in the paradise that He created for all mankind in the first place. And that is coming up in our Old Testament reading this Sunday. The new heavens and the new earth that God is creating, that He tells us in the end of Isaiah's prophecies. That is where we can be with Him. As Jesus tells the disciples on Maundy Thursday, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place, I will come back so that you may be where I am also." That is the great gift of God through the Scriptures, revealing His law, His gospel, His will for our lives, so that we may live in this world like we want to be in the world to come. But again, we have scorn and contempt in this world because we seek to be part of that world. We seek to be part of God's kingdom. And the world does not understand that. The world does not understand how we can truly have something that is solidly, purposely, intensively right and good with no changes. They don't understand that. We don't understand it either, because there are many things that God says in His Word that don't necessarily strike us as being fair all the time. Doesn't strike us as being something that we want to give up. But giving up and sacrificing our desires is the primary work of the law, teaching us that we cannot do it ourselves, that we need Jesus, that we need His salvation. This is why God's testimonies are a delight to us. They are our counselors, because they are what tell us what God wants. Right now we move on to Nadaloth, verses 25 through 32. And again, a lament to begin. "My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. When I told of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put false ways far from me, and graciously teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I set your rules before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I will run in the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart. As sojourners in this world, our soul clings to the dust. Why? Because we are sinners. And as sinners, we are bound to the law of death. We are all going to die unless Jesus comes back first. That is the wages of sin. That is what it means to be a child of wrath. But God's word, even in the Psalms, talking about even the Old Testament, gives us life. Why? Because the Word of God speaks about the life everlasting that comes to us in the Word incarnate, Jesus Christ. So we pray, make me understand the way of your precepts. Enlarge my heart that I may understand what it is. Because in our nature, we are very much like the Grinch, whose heart is two sizes too small. We only love what we are able to understand and love. We are only able to love what makes sense to us. So we pray for God to, once again, as in 18, open our eyes to your word. Teach me, make me understand the way of your precepts. Because my soul melts away for sorrow. Only the word of God can strengthen us in those times of sorrow. Whether it's the death or the near death of a loved one, if it's a bad diagnosis from the doctor, if it's being laid off from a job that you have worked at for years, all of these things cause us to sorrow. And it is only by being based on the sure, solid foundation of God's word that we can get through those and not be given over to despair and depression. Only through the word of God can we choose the way of faithfulness, to set the rules of God before us so that we might see him working in our world, that we might see him declaring us blameless through his Son, that we might truly understand the very first verse we read this morning. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, because Jesus says, I am the way. He is blameless, and being in him, you too are blameless, not because you have done no wrong, but because he has covered you. And that is what we need, especially to have our eyes opened by God to see that we are not just the sum of our sins. We are saved sinners, covered in the blood of Christ, the one true sacrifice that takes away all sin, all guilt, all evil within us. And that is what happens when we meditate on the Word of God. We have our eyes open. We begin to understand the things as the Spirit enlarges our heart to be able to understand these things. All right, that's it for this week. Next week, we will pick up in verse 33 and see where we get to. But until then, this is Pastor Doug Minton, thanking you for being here, digging deeper with me into Psalm 119. I encourage you to come back for the Confessional Corner on Mondays, Pro Wrestling America, as we go through the World Heavyweight Title Tournament in the month of August, and to enjoy all the riches that God gives you, all the opportunities that God gives you to be in his word, to meditate with all your heart, so that you may increase in your knowledge, so that you may wrestle with the theologies around you. Amen.